Today's Amud is Yevamos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Beis Amud Beis, about 8 lines from the bottom, by the words Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda. So we're really in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara is really focusing on 2 psukim in the Torah. The 2 psukim that we're focusing on are psukim in Parshas Achrimais, in Perek Yud Chas, Pasuk Tes is the first pasuk, where over there the Torah tells us about the Isser for a person to be with his sister. It says, Erva Zachaischa, Bas Avicha, Ibasi Mecha. It says the Erva of your sister, whether she's your sister from your father or your sister from your mother. The pasuk then says, Meiledes Bayis and Meiledes Chutz, which are words that the Gemara on Chav Gimel and Aleph, it's going to tell us what those words mean. But Meiledes Bayis and Meiledes Chutz, your sister from either your father or your mother, Loisigal Ervasa, you're not allowed to be Megala her Erva, your sister, whether she's your sister from your father, or she's your sister because you share the same mother, you're not allowed to be with her. And then 2 psukim later, the Torah seems to say the same Isra of Achaisa Minaav. It says, Ervas Bas Eishas Avicha, the daughter that your father has together with his wife, Meiledes Avicha, Achais Chahi Leisigala, Leisigala Ervasa, she's your sister, you're not allowed to be Megala her Erva. And the question is why does the Torah have to have the second pasuk of Ervas Bas Eishas Avicha, Meiledes Avicha? L'chayr, I already know from 2 psukim earlier that a person is not allowed to be with his sister from a father. So why do I need the Torah to tell it to me again? So the Rabbanan say that it's taka to make 2 isurim, that if a person is ba'al achaisa v'hibas eishas aviv, so the sheet of the chachamim is that you're chayv 2 isurim. You're chayv 2 isurim. One for the isra of achaisa from pasuk tes, and then the other one from bas eishas avicha from pasuk yud aleph. Bas eishas avicha, there's achaisa and there's bas eishas avicha. And now a person will be chayiv 2 times. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. We'll see later on Chav Gimel and Aleph that Tanakama is the Tana of Reb Shimon, but we'll see for now we'll call him the Tanakama. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. Whereas the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi holds that now if a person is Baal Achaisai Vibas Eishas Aviv, he's only chayiv 1, he's only chayiv for the Isra of Achaisai. But the Torah says, Ervas Bas Eishas Avicha Meledes Avicha. So that was the focus of the Gemara on the bottom of Chav Beis Mabez, where the Gemara said that Rabbi Yaisi learns from this pasuk, he has a diak in the pasuk that it says, Achais Chahi, that you're only chayiv for this Rav Achaisai. That even when a person is Ba'al Bas Eishas Aviv, he's only Achaisai Vi Bas Eishas Aviv, he's only going to be chayiv for the Isra of Achaisai, he's not going to be chayiv a second Isser for this pasuk of Ervas Bas Eishas Avicha. So now the obvious question is, well if so, so then Lefi Rabbi Yaisi, why does the Torah say the second pasuk? If you're not really chayiv a second time, so why does the Torah say it? The Torah says it, and then it has to put in the extra words, achais chahi, to teach us that you're not really chayiv for it, you're only chayiv for achaisai, so then why does the Torah say it altogether? So that's going to be the beginning of the focus of our Gemara. So it says the Gemara of Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda, hai bas eishas avicha mai avilei. What does he learn from this pasuk? Why does the Torah write pasuk yed aleph? Why does it bechlal write ervas bas eishas avicha meledes avicha choischi leisigal ervasa? If anyways you're going to tell me that you're not really chayiv for it, you're only chayiv for this erva choischi. So why bechlal does the Torah write it? So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yaisi, it's to be megala something about the Isra of Achaisai. It's coming to teach us a halacha about the Isra of a person being together with a sister. Says the Gemara, Mibayilei, it's coming to teach us that Mishi Yeshla Ishus La'avicha. The only time one is chayiv for being together with his sister, Minav, for being with your sister that you share the same father with, is only if she was born from someone that could potentially marry your father. Pral achaisai mishivcha vayvedes kechavim she'ein ishos avicha ba. It's coming to exclude if a person's father was together with a gaya or was together with a shivcha kananis. Both women who kedushin is not taifis with them. It's not taifis with a gaya. It's also not taifis with a shivcha kananis. Even though she's a yehudis b'miksa, she's a little bit of a Jew. She's chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha. But lemaisa in this she's a regular gaya and Kedushin is not typhus with her. So, and more than that, if a person's father had a child with a gaya or with a shivcha, So the child is not considered his daughter. Memela, it's not considered your sister. And being that it's not considered your sister, so you're not chayev for being together with her. And that's all learned from this pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha, that it has to be someone who there's ishus with your father. Being that there's no ishus, there's no concept of marriage by a Jew with a shivcha, there's no concept of marriage with a Jew with a gaya. So since there's no concept of marriage with a gaya or with a shivcha, memela, that type of sister is not considered your sister. She's not considered halachically your sister, and memela there is no chiyuv of being together with her. That's what we learn from Bas Eishes Avicha. That's mibayle mishiyesh la ishus avicha ba prat lachoyse mishivcha by vedes kechavim shein ishus avicha ba. There's no ishus. That type of sister is not a sister. You're not chayiv for being together with her. Says the Gemara, fine, you're coming to exclude from here something to do with ishus. Maybe I have a different way to dash in the pasuk. Ve'ema prat lachoyse me'anusa. Why don't you say more basic? Why don't you say that we should learn out from this pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha that the only type of sister you're chayiv for is a sister that's born through a marriage relationship. But a sister that's born through a maisa aines, if a sister who's born, the person's father was ma'anis, a woman, and has a child, so maybe that type of sister is not considered related to you. Maybe you're not considered related to such a sister, and that's the sister who the Torah is coming to say that you're pater from, that you're not considered related to her. Maybe it's coming to be excluded in a basanusa. So says the Gemara, no, that's not true, because we know that a person is related to a child, and a male to a sister, who's born through a ma'isa aines. Says the Gemara, Hiloi Matzis Amrit, you can't say that. You can't say that a child that's born through a ma'isa aines is not considered related. Mid the Rava, because we have a drasha from Rava. The Rava Rami. First, Rava asked the Stira. Ksiv, on the one hand, we have a pasuk which says that Ervas Bas Bincha, Ibas Bitcha, Lay Sigala. It says that a person is not allowed to be with his granddaughter, whether it's his son's daughter or his daughter's daughter. A person is not allowed to be with his granddaughter. Now it's mashia from the pasuk that you're not allowed to be with your own son's daughter and your own daughter's daughter. But habaz bina dida ubaz bita dida. Let's say a person would get married to a lady, and that lady has a granddaughter, either through her son or through her daughter, so then Shari, it would be mutter to be together with her. The Isser is only on your son's daughter and on your daughter's daughter. Mashma, if it would be your wife's son's daughter or your wife's daughter's daughter, so then Shari, it would be mutter. That's one mashmais. But then on the other hand, uksev, the Torah says, it says lahedya, it says ervas ishu bita leisegala, it says a person is not allowed to be together with a woman and her daughter, even though it's not your daughter, it's your wife's daughter, you're not allowed to be with her. And then it says, as bas binov, as bas bita, it says you're also not allowed to be with her son's daughter and her daughter's daughter, you're not allowed to be with her granddaughter. So it's a stira. On the one hand, it says that you're not allowed to be with your son's daughter and your daughter's daughter. Mashma, that your wife's granddaughter you're allowed to be with. On the other hand, we have a pasuk which says you're not allowed to be with your wife's granddaughter. So haketzad, how are we going to reconcile the two psukim? Says Rava, that kan ba'insin, kan b'nesuin. When it comes from a marriage relationship, so then a person is not allowed to be with even his wife's granddaughter. If it's his wife, so then he's not even allowed to be with her granddaughter. Kol Shekein, your own granddaughter. A person is not even allowed to be with his wife's granddaughter. However, when it comes through a matzav of aines, if a man is ma'anis a woman, so then he is allowed to be with her granddaughter that she has from a different relationship. That would be mutter. And afal pik, then it's only bincha. It's only bas bincha, bas bincha. When it's a matzav of aines, so then the isser is only if it's your granddaughter, your son's daughter, and your daughter's daughter. If it comes from a matzav of aines, so then the Isser is only on the child that's born from that relationship itself, from the Maisa Aines. Then the Isser is only on that Maisa when it's your son's daughter and your daughter's daughter. But if it's from a child that she has from a different relationship, so that's going to be Mutter. Now what do you see from here? You see that the child is born from a matzav of aines. You see that if a person's ma'anis a woman, so his son's daughter and his daughter's daughter that's born from that relationship, he's not allowed to be together with her. But it came through a matzav of an aines. So why is it aser? He's not related to her. Elamai, you see that he is related to her. That when it comes from your line, so then even if it came through a matzav of aines, you are considered related. Mamela, there's no tzad to say that Bas Eishes Avicha is coming to be la Afuke, a sister who's born from a matzav avaynis, because like we see from Rava's drasha, that such a sister is considered your daughter, it's considered your sister, she's considered part of the regular family, mamela would be pashat that would be included in the iser v'chaysa. Rather, achaysa, bas eishes avicha is coming to exclude the case of the gaya and the shivcha. Ask the Gemara, okay, fine, so you want to say it's someone that doesn't have Kedushin, ve'ema prat l'chai ve'lavin. Maybe it's coming to be la'afuki chai ve'lavin. And maybe even chai ve'lavin have no Kedushin. Maybe we should learn from here that chai ve'lavin don't have Kedushin, that there's Kedushin's not taifis with chai ve'lavin. And since it's asr to first for a person to marry her, so such a sister, Kedushin's not taifis, such a sister who's born from an isra of chai ve'lavin, that's not considered your sister. That maybe that's what we should learn from Bas Eishes Avicha. So says the Gemara, no, that's not an option, because Amara Papa, Chai Ve'lavin Tafsi Behu Kedushin. We know that Kedushin is typeface with Chai Ve'lavin. Dichsev, we learn it from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in Parashas Kiseitza, I believe, it says, Ki Tiyena Li'ish Tei Nashim. It says if a man has two wives, ha'achas ahuva va'achas nua, it says that one of them he loves and one of them he hates, and the pasuk goes on to say different halachis about the children. Now ask the Gemara, how could the Torah describe a person as having two wives, one that he loves and one that he hates? V'chiyesh ahuva lefnei ha'makayim, v'yesh nua lefnei ha'makayim. Is there such a thing as a wife that the Kadosh Baruch Hu hates and a wife that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves? What does it mean that Hashem is describing that if a person has a wife, one is, it doesn't even say the one that he hates and he loves. It says one that is hate and one that is loved. What, Hashem hates one lady and he loves the other lady? That doesn't make any sense. Why would Hashem hate one lady and love the other lady? Ella, what does the pasuk mean? Ahuva is ahuva b'nisu'eha, and snua is snua b'nisu'eha. What it means is that he has one wife that's loved, means that the marriage is loved, which means that it's a relationship that's mutter. And the other wife is from a relationship that's aser. It's a chi of love. And v'amarachmana kisiyena, and yet you still see that the Torah says that a person could be married. So you see that Kedushin could be taifis even with someone who's asr to him, even though she's sanua, even though there's a law for him to marry her. So even though he's not allowed to marry her, the Torah says, kisiyenu, if he's married to her, so then this is the halacha. So clearly Kedushin is taifis with chai ve'lavin. Mamela, you cannot say the bas eishes avicha is coming to exclude chai ve'lavin, because Kedushin is taifis with chai ve'lavin. Okay, well, ask the Gemara. Still, how do you know to exclude from Bas Eishes Avicha that it's coming to exclude a Gaya and a Shivcha? Ve'ema prad l'chai v'krisis. Maybe it's coming to exclude chai v'krisis. Maybe if a person's father has a child together with someone who's an Isra Erva to him, with someone who's a Chiv Kares, so maybe the resulting child is not considered your sister. Maybe that's what the Torah is coming to say, that daughter is not considered your sister, and a male, your potter, from being together with her. How do you know that the Torah is coming to exclude a Gaya and a Shivcha? Maybe it's coming to exclude a child, a daughter, a sister who's born through a Chiv Kares. So says the Gemara, because Amar Ravam, Rava said that Amar Krav, the Pasuk is Marbeh, it says, Ervas Achayscha Bas Avicha Ibasi Mecha Meiledes Bayis Ameiledes Chutz. And that first Pasuk, in Pasuk Tess, where it describes the Isra of Achayscha, so it says that a person is not allowed to be together with his sister, who's his sister from his father or his sister from his mother. And the Pasuk goes on to say, Meiledes Bayis Ameiledes Chutz. Now what do these words mean? So darshan's the Gemara, that what it means is bein sha'aymrim loy la'avicha kayim, bein sha'aymrim loy la'avicha haitzei, whether we tell the father that the Kedushin is chal, that it's kayim, and whether we tell your father that he has to get rid of her, the Kedushin is not taifes, and still v'amar achmana, the Torah says, achayis chahi, that she's your sister, and you're not allowed to be together with her. So you see that there is such a lady that even though the Kedushin is not taifes, it's whether you tell the father that the Kedushin is kayim, whether you tell him haitzei that he has to get rid of her, the Kedushin is not taifes, and still the Torah says that there is an isra of achayisai. So you see that the isra of a sister applies even to someone who the Kedushin is not taifis with. Mamela, what's that coming to be marbeh? L'chayre, it's coming to be marbeh someone who's born from a Chiyuv Kares. That even though the Kedushin wasn't Taifes with the Chiyuv Kares, it was a sister that's born from your father. That he had a relationship together with someone that's an Isser Kares, even though the Kedushin's not Taifes, the Torah says that a Chayschahi, she's still considered your sister, and that's how we know that even by a sister who's born from a Chiyuv Kares, so it does still have the Isra of a Chayschai. We'll ask the Gemara, now who says it's talking about a Chiyuv Kares? You're right, the Torah is clearly coming to be marbe someone that Kedushin is not taifis with, but who says it's coming to be marbe Chiyuv Kares? Ema bein sha'imer lo yavicha kayem bein sha'imer lo yavicha haitzei va'amrachman achayischahi is the rabbi's achayse mishivcha vayvedes koychavim. Maybe it's coming to be marbe a sister who's born from your father who had a relationship together with a shifcha or a gaya. Maybe that's what the Torah is saying. And that's what the Torah is coming to be marba, that she's considered your sister and it's usher to be with her. To that the Gemara answers, well, no, can't be, because we have a miyat. Amar Kra, the Torah says, Bas Eishes Avicha. It says it has to be someone that your father has Ishus with. Mishi Yeshul Ishus LaAvicha Ba. It has to be someone that your father has Ishus with. Prat LaChayse Mishivcha BeVedes Keichavim. That's already excluding a Gaya and a Shivcha. That such a sister is not considered a sister. We'll ask the Gemara, Umar Reisa. Meaning what the Gemara is asking is like this. It comes out really in the end of the day, when it comes to a sister that's born from a relationship that Kedushin is not Taifes with, on the one hand we have a Miyat, it says Bas Eishes Avicha, which is coming to say that it has to be born from someone that your father has Ishus with. If your father does not have Ishus with her, if Kedushin is not Taifes, so then she's not considered your sister. On the other hand, we have the Pasuk of Meiledes Bayis, Meiledes Chutz, that seems to be Marbed, that there's a certain type of sister that could be born from a relationship that Kedushin is not Taifes, and it is still considered your sister. So the Gemara said until now that yeah, that's coming to be marbe chiyuv kares, that a daughter, that a sister who's born from an iser kares, so for her kedushin, even though kedushin is not taifes, there is an iser of achayisai. And the pasuk of bas eishes avicha, that it has to be a sister who's born from someone that your father has ishus with, that's coming to exclude a sister that's born from a gaya and a shifcha, that by such a sister, there is no isra of achaysa. But ask the Gemara, Umari Isa, that how do you know to darshan the psukim in this way? Maybe you should say the reverse. Maybe you should say that the pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha, that it has to be someone your father has Ishus with, that's coming to exclude a sister who is born from a Chiyuv Kares. That a sister who is born from a Chiyuv Kares is not considered your sister. And the pasuk of Meiledes Bayis, Meiledes Chutz, that's coming to be Marbe, that there's a certain sister that's born from someone who Kedushin is not Taifes with, that there is an Isra of Achaisai. Maybe that's coming to be Marbe, that there is an Isra of Achaisai from a sister who is born from a Gaya and a Shifcha. How do you know to say the reverse? Maybe you should darshan it this way. So says the Gemara, like it always does when we have this type of question, is that we're forced to resort to Svara. So Mistavra and Svara dictates that Chayve Krisis Havali L'Rabbis, that it makes more sense to include a sister that's born from a Chiyuv Kares. A sister that's born from a Chiyuv Kares is more Shaykh to you. Why? Because by a Chiyuv Kares, there is, even though there's no Ishus together with the father, but Shekein Tavsi Ba Kedush Bahen Kedushin La'alma. Kedushin is Chal with that lady with a different man, she's an erva to the father. She's a chiyuv kares to the father. So kedushin's not chal with him, but she's still a lady that be'etzem is shayich to kedushin. Kedushin would be chal with her with someone else, and therefore it makes more sense to be marba that such a sister is considered your sister. So that's what Svara tells us, and that's how we need to dash in the psukim in this way. We'll ask the Gemara that I could tell you a Svara in the reverse. That Adarabba, Shivcha by Vedas Kechavim Havalil Rabbis, we should be married by a sister that's born from a Gaya or a Shivcha, that she's more considered your sister, she's more closer to you. Why? Because even though it's true that Kedushin's not Taifis with the Gaya and with the Shivcha right now, but Di'imi Gaira, Lididei Nami Tafsi Ba Kedushin. But if she converts, Kedushin is Chal with her. Not only is Kedushin Chal with her, it's even Chal with her with your father. So it's mamish, it's very close. It is possible one day for him to marry her if she converts. So that's maybe even closer, and maybe that's why we should be marbed that type of sister is considered your sister, and the sister born from the Chiyuv Kares, that's the sister that's not considered a sister. So says the Gemara, no, the fact that she could convert and then marry the father, that doesn't show us anything, because l'chi megayra gufa achrina hi. If she converts, she's considered a new person. A gersh in this gayer is gekatan shenayla dami. She's considered a brand new person. So this lady, the gaya, kasher hi sham, as she is right there, she's someone that kedushin can never be chal with her. As she could convert, at that point, she's a new baby. She's a new person. She's a kekatan shenayla dami. She's a new person. And mamela, though, in this state that she's in right now, the Gaya in her present state, Kedusha is not toivis with her at all, not to the father, not to anyone else, and therefore it's more mistabra to say that she's less considered the daughter that's born from her, she's less considered your sister, and that's the type of sister that the Torah is coming to exclude with Bas Eishas Avicha. So again, this is all Lefi Rabbi Yaisi. Lefi Rabbi Yaisi, that Bas Eishas Avicha is not to teach us a second Isser of a Chaisai, is not to tell me that you're chayiv a second time, so Bas Eishas Avicha was extra, says Rabbi Yaisi. What do I learn from Bas Eishas Avicha? It's coming to exclude a sister who's born from a Shivcha or a Gaya, that a sister who's born from a Shivcha or a Gaya, so she's not considered your sister. That's what's learned out from Bas Eishas Avicha. So now we have to go back to the Tanakama, because the Tanakama used Bas Eishas Avicha already. The Tanakama held that Bas Eishas Avicha is coming to teach us a second Isser for Achai. For a chaysay who's bas eishes avicha, there's a second iser from this pasuk of bas eishes avicha. So ask the Gemara now. For rabbanan lemuute shivcha vayvedes keichave minalahu. So where do the rabbanan know that a child who's born from a shivcha, from a gaya, that she's not considered your father's daughter, she's not considered your sister? Where do we know that halacha from? Says the Gemara, that nafke luhu mi vaisha veyiladeha ti eladeineha. Plus that we mentioned before, that an Eved Ivri who's given a Shivcha Kananis to marry, an Eved Ivri who's given a Shivcha to marry, so the children that he has from that relationship, when the Eved Ivri eventually goes free, so the Torah tells us that the woman, the Shivcha, veyiladeha and her children, so they stay with the master. They're not considered the Jew's children. They're not considered the Eved Ivri's children. So you see that a child who's born from a shivcha is not considered your child. And that's how I know it, that's where I know it from. So Rabbi Yaisi learns it from Bas Eishes Avicha. That's where he learns that that's coming to exclude a Gaya and a Shivcha. And the Ratanakam will tell you that a Shivcha and a Gaya, we learn it from this pasuk that just like by the Shivcha Kanana, she's a non-Jewish lady, at least to a certain extent, she's a not-Jewish lady, and the children are not considered your children. So too in general, that any time a person has a child with a Gaya, so the children are not considered your children, and that's learned out from this pasuk of Ha'isha Viladeh Tiladeh. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, what is he going to say back? Why does he need Bas Eishes Avicha to exclude the child born from a Gaya and from a Shivcha Kananis? I could see it from this pasuk of Ha'isha Viladeh Tiladeh. So says Rabbi Yaisi back, then no, Chad B'Shivcha B'Chad B'Avedes Kaychave. Now no, this pasuk of Isha Viladeh Tiladeh is really discussing a Shivcha, like we said. That's really talking about the Shivcha. And then I have a separate pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha, that's really just coming to exclude a Gaya. That's for the case of Gaya. And Vitzrichin, I need both. I mean, maybe you could say, what do you mean? The Shivcha is not Jewish. Maybe learn it out from her. Or maybe learn it out from the case of the Gaya. Why do I need two different psukim? One for a Shivcha and one for a Ayvedes Kechavim? Says Rabbi Yaisi Vitzrichi that I need both psukim. If I would just have the pasuk of Ha'isha Viladeh Tiladeineha, that a person, a child who's born from a shivcha is not considered your child, I would say that that's dafka by a shivcha, mishum de'ein l'chayis, because a shivcha doesn't have any family, she doesn't have any sort of lineage. The Torah tells us, Rashi brings, that by, that Avram Avinu told Eliezer, that you're an am ha'daima l'chamar, that you're am ha'daima l'chamar, that you're similar to a chamar, you don't have any sort of yichus. And so too, and therefore a shivcha, she doesn't have any sort of yichus. Maybe that's why a child that's born from a shivcha, so he's not, the child is not considered related to you. But a gayisha lady, she has yichus, and therefore, emalai, maybe that such a child is considered your child. And that's why I can't learn it out from Shivcha. I need the pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha. I need the pasuk of the daughter of a Gaya. V'yashminin Avedes Kechavim. And if I would just have a Makar for an Avedis Kechavim, I wouldn't be able to learn out from there the din of a Shivcha, Mishram Deloi Shaycha B'mitzvahs. Because I would say that the child born from an Avedis Kechavim is worse because the child is being born from a lady who's completely not Shaykh to the Jewish religion. She's not Shaykh to mitzvahs B'chlau. She's totally not a Jew. And therefore, maybe that's why such a child is not considered your child halachically. Aval Shivcha de Shaycha B'mitzvahs. But at least when it comes to a child who's born from a Shivcha Kananis, it's true that she's still considered a Gaya, but Lamaisa, she's chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha, she is a mixas Yehudis, and therefore Emaloi, maybe I would say that the child is considered yours, and therefore Tzricha, that's why I need both Psukim. So Rabbi Yaisi, it comes out at the end of the day, Rabbi Yaisi learns out from Bas Eishas Avicha, that's coming to exclude a child who's born from a Gaya, a child who's born, a daughter who's born from a Gaya is not considered your sister, it's not considered related to your father, she's completely not related to you. And the Rabbanan learned that halacha from, and then from the pasuk of Isha Viladet Yiladei Neha, Rabbi Yaisi learns out the same halacha about a Shivcha. Now the Rabbanan learn out Shivcha for sure from this pasuk of Isha Viladet Yiladei Neha. But now ask the Gemara, V'rabbanan Ashkechan Shivcha, so from this pasuk it's fine. It's pasuk, we can learn out the din of Shivcha from this pasuk, but Ivedes Kechavim Minaluhu. But where do the Rabbanan know, where does the Tanakhama know the din by a Gaya? Where do we know that a child born from a Gaya is not considered your child? V'chid Teila Nelav Mishivcha, maybe you'll say that the Tanakhama holds you learn out both from this pasuk of Ha'isha Viladet Yilan Adaneha, but Hanu Mitzrach Tzrichi. But like Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda just taught us that we need a separate pasuk for each one. You can't learn it out from Shivcha. You can't learn out from Shivcha that also a Gaya. Maybe a Gaya is better because at least a Gaya has Yichas as opposed to a Shivcha who has no Yichas. And if so, where does the Tanakhama know this halacha that a child born from a Gaya is not considered your child? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yechna Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yochai, and Amar Kra, we learn it from the following pasuk. The Torah says that when Klal Yisrael was going into Eretz Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to be careful, don't give your daughter over to a Gayish man, because Ki Yasir es Bincha Me'acharai, that he's going to the Gayish man, he's going to turn away your son from after me. He's going to take your son with him and make him into a Baal of Avodah Zarah. So don't give over your daughters to the Gayish man, because the man is going to make your son go off the Derech. So what do you see from here though? Lamaisa, you see Bincha Mi'Yisraelis Kari Bincha. Lamaisa, you see that since it's being born, the child is being born from a Jewish daughter, from a Jewish girl, even though the child is being born from a guy, it's a guy together with a Jewish woman, the Torah still calls it Ki Yasir as Bincha. The Torah calls it your son. Now, so you see from there that Bincha Mi'Yisraelis Kari Bincha, that your son, any son who's born from your Jewish daughter, from a Jewish woman, so that's Kari Bincha, that's called your son, the child goes after the mother. But now, the Maisa, we never find such a thing, that don't give over the Jewish, your sons to their women, because she's gonna make your son go off. Why don't we find that? Because they ain't Bincha, abam min avedes kechavim, Kari Bincha. It's totally wrong to give over your boys over to the non-Jewish women, but there's no concern that she's gonna make your son go off the derech, because the child is not considered your son. Because it's only a son who's born from a Jewish mother, that's considered a Jew. But a child who's born from a Jewish father with a Gayusha woman from a Gaya, that's not called your son, Ella Bina, it's called her son, it's called the Gaya's son. And Amar Ravina, and Ravina said that Shema Mina, you see from these psukim, that Ben Bitcha Habamina Ayvik Kechavim Kari Bincha, that the son of your daughter, that your daughter was together with a Gayusha man, that's called your grandson, it's called your son. So you see from here, this is the Makar. This is the Makar that if a person has a child with a Gaya, with a non-Jewish lady, so then the child is not considered your child. It's only if the mother is Jewish, so then the child is considered yours. Then the child is considered Jewish. But if a Jewish man has a child with a Gaya, so then it's not considered your child. So it comes out that the halacha, which Rabbi Yaisi learns from, Ervas Bas Eishas Avicha, Rabbi Yaisi learned from there that a child born from a Gaya is not considered your child. The Tanakhama learns it from this pasuk of Ki Yasir. Now, so now Be'etzem, we finished our Shaka V'Tarya. We dealt with now what each one does with the other ones. Psukim, where they know each other's drushes from. Now the Gemara just has one final point, that the Lashon of Ravina is that a child who's born from a Jewish woman together with a guy, so it's Kari Bincha. It's Mashma from Ravina a little bit, that the child is considered yours, and he's completely kosher. It's a completely kosher child. So Lamech Savar Ravina, the Gemara says that L'chayra seems from here that Ravina holds, that Eved Koychavim Ve'Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael, that if a Jewish woman has a child together with an Eved, or with a guy, so the Havlad Kosher, the child is totally kosher, he's even allowed to be, he's Mutter L'Kahuna even, it's a totally kosher child. So that's what seems to be, that seems to be what Ravina holds. However, the Gemara says, and no, that's not a good diak. Because Nihi the Mamzer Lehavi. All Ravina is coming to say is that the child is considered your child, it's not considered a Mamzer. Nihi, granted that the child won't be considered a Mamzer, but Kasher Nami Lehavi, maybe he also won't be totally Kasher. Yisrael Pasol Mikri. Maybe he'll be considered a Yisrael, he won't be a Mamzer, but he'll be a Pasol Yisrael, which means he'll still be Asur Lekahuna, but Lemaisa the child will not be a Mamzer. That's the most you could get from Ravina's statement. Now says the Gemara, we mentioned that we learn out from Kiyasir, according to the Tanakhama, that we learn out from Kiyasir, that we learn out from Kiyasir that a child born from a Gaya is not considered your child. However, ask the Gemara, that Hai B'Shiva Umais Ksiv, like we mentioned, this pasuk was said when Klai Yisrael first went into Eretz Yisrael, when Klai Yisrael was going into Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem told us that we can't give over our children to the Gayim, to the Gayim over there, so it was said about the seven Umais that were in Eretz Yisrael, so maybe that's more Chomer. Maybe when it comes to the Shiva Umais, so that's when we say that if a child is born from a Gaya, the child is not considered Jewish, he's not considered your child. But maybe when it comes to other Gayim, so maybe when it comes to other Gayim, even a non-Jewish woman, so maybe the child is considered your child. Maybe this halacha was dafka about the Shiva Umais. So says the Gemara, no, we have a riboy. The Torah says, ki yasir. Besides giving us the Isser, that you shouldn't give over your daughters to the Gayisha man over there, the Torah tells us the reason. Why not? Because the guy may take your child and make him go after the Avodah Zarah. So those words are totally extra. Because we know that that's the reason. It's Pasha that that's the reason. That you shouldn't have your daughters marrying a Gayisha man, because the child is going to go off. That's Pasha that that's the reason. So why does the Torah have to tell us the reason? Why does it have to tell us Kiyasir? It's the Rabbi's Kol HaMesirim. It's coming to be married by all Gayim, not just the Shiva Umais. It's coming to be married by all Gayim, that any guy who might take your son and bring him off, so then there's still, there, you have this Isser, that you have this halacha that a child born from a Gaya is not considered Jewish. It's Kiyasir is coming to tell us anytime this is true, so then this is the halacha that the child is not considered yours if it comes from a non-Jewish woman. And that's what we learn out from the extra words Kiyasir, because the reason was obvious. Well, says the Gemara, you're telling me that the Torah is not supposed to say the reason because the reason was obvious. Who says without the Torah saying the reason, who says you have the right to just assume what the reason for a mitzvah is, what the reason for a halacha is? Hanicha l'Rab Shimon the darish time in dekra. Granted, l'fi Rab Shimon who darishes time in dekra. So fine, yes. Then the words kiyasir are extra because Rab Shimon's shita is that when you learn the Torah, so you're allowed to try to understand the reason and even make halachic nafkaminas based off of the way you understand the reason for a mitzvah. So l'fi Rab Shimon, the words kiyasir are extra because even without the Torah saying it, I was able to know that on my own. But if you don't go like Rab Shimon, elul Rabbanan min alahu. But according to the Rabbanan, who say that you're not allowed to just darshan time in the Kra and make halachic nafkaminas because of that, so then the Torah had to say kiyasir. Without the Torah saying kiyasir, I wasn't allowed to assume the reason for the mitzvah. Even if it seemed obvious, I wasn't allowed to assume that that's the reason and to make halachic nafkaminas because of it, so that the Torah needed to say kiyasir. So again, so lefi Reb Shimon in Achanami, kiyasir is extra. But lefi everyone else who argues on Reb Shimon, so then kiyasir is not extra. So says the Gemara, that's totally fine, because who are we trying to answer for right now? We're coming to answer for the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yaisi learns out the fact that the child born from a Gaya is not Jewish, is not considered your child from the Pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha. Reb Shimon doesn't have that Pasuk, because Reb Shimon used that for a second Isser of a sister. So we wanted to know, where does the Tanakhama, the Tanakhama already used that Pasuk. So where does the Tanakhama know this halacha from, that a child born from a Gaya is not considered your child? So the Gemara says that the Tanakhama learns learns it from Kiyasir. We're asking that Kiyasir is only a good drasha. If you're Reb Shimon, that's fine, because man tana the paligali the Rabbi Yosi Berebi the Rabbi Yehuda, it's Reb Shimon he. The Tanakama of our Braisa, the Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Yosi Berebi Yehuda, is none other than Reb Shimon. So it's perfect. So Reb Shimon Lashitasa would tell you that Kiyasir is extra, and being that Kiyasir is extra, we can learn from this pasuk that any time a child is born from a Goya, the child is not considered Jewish. So the drasha that Rabbi Yosi Berebi Yehuda learns from Bas Yishas Avicha, the Tanakama who is Reb Shimon, he'll learn it out from Kiyasir.